I don't think I ever told this story, but back in the day when I was a long hair biker, and I'd always been in the shooting and stuff like that. I just looked a little out of place for a while there in the 80s and that. But I was also into, you know, being an electronics guy. I was always into, you know, high-end car stereo. And back then, you had to do it yourself, roll your own. And there was this place in Warren, not Radio East, was it? No. I forget the name of it now. Good grief. But anyhow, I used to stop in there and bullshit with the guys. And they had this one guy in there, blonde hair, long, you know, real laid back, kind of, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, post-hippie, kind of had that whole 70s earth shoe, bell-bottom vibe in that. And let me get a sec here. Anyhow, one day I happened to notice he had a Firebird, you know, had big tires on the back, kind of jacked up like we did when we were kids. And you know, he was probably in his 20s. And on the back of his window of his Firebird, it says Camp Perry, you know, and it's got like some it's not just a Camp Perry regular pass, it's kind of something special. I went inside and he says, what's up with the Camp Perry pass? He goes, oh yeah, he goes, that was when we were doing, he goes, I had that for when I was down there in competition. I set the world's record for 1,000-yard long large bore. I went, what? Yeah, he goes, I've got the world's record for the large bore 1,000 yards. You would have never thought in a million years.